Anybody want to speak in opposition?
This is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
I mean, essentially, I would be repeating, I really don't think that we have the time to have the serve notice and have the quasi committee look at the issue any further. I think we should decide tonight. Otherwise, as was just said, whatever savings we have will be eaten up by additional cost traveling. And so let's decide tonight. I think that is
okay.
Beyond tonight. We really got running out of reasonable time to do this properly.
Who would like to speak in favor of having the coordinating committee decide?
Margaret.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, you know, I do agree with Wendy on this. I mean, I think it really is shameful that at this late stage, we're finding out that New York is a problem, and hopefully, you know, we're not setting this as an example for future meetings. But I wonder if we look, for example, I mean, New York is not only Manhattan. There are the boroughs. I mean, there is Brooklyn, there's the Bronx. I mean, there are places, there's even Queens. There are university campuses. There are places that are, everybody knows that Manhattan is the most expensive, you know, option, but it's also full of universities and other places that we might be able to use. And I it doesn't sound to me, I mean, I don't have a problem with Berkeley, basically, but it doesn't sound to me as though the groundwork has been done to look into other alternatives, including if there's going to be an exemption for a non-union place in Berkeley. Perhaps there could be an exemption for a non-union place in New York. So I think it really is very late in the day, and at the very least, perhaps the board should have been, you know, polled the moment this was found to be a problem and some options laid out, rather than late in the day now telling us that we have to make such an important decision now tonight.
By the way, is New Jersey considered a borough of New York?
Is what?
Is New Jersey considered one of the boroughs?
It's a state.
I, as a New Jersey, I took offense to that.
Yeah, but it's in the signal area of BAI, isn't it?
See, that was a cheap shot.
As a New Jersey, I took offense.
Dave,
I'm trying to
address that.
Lisa, go ahead.
I wanted to say, I just wanted to just add a couple of things with consideration to this. And I had read, you know, months ago and just was not doing enough forward thinking, but that the hotels in this area were going to go way up because people, there was like an article, I think, in the New York Times or something months ago, because they said that they're trying to recoup from the losses with 911. So that would even include the New Jersey area. And I know of people, because even myself, I was trying to do what research I could do, but it didn't just include Manhattan. I know it was the boroughs and stuff like that. But this doesn't shock me that I'm hearing about this in terms of prices having gone way up. But also I just want to say one other thing about Nanya, and I hear what people are saying, but I know that that most of the hotels that when the hotels that are kind of like priced like that are usually the union ones, and I know that there was a very good reason for wanting to go with the union hotels, probably because of the way labor and people and workers are being treated and not getting certain benefits. So that would be the primary reason for wanting to support. And that's probably where most of the union hotels are going to be at maybe higher price. That's what I've been finding. So I just think that's something to consider as well when we talk about not going union, if we have the option to go to a union hotel. In addition,
Will the board allow me to make a comment on this?
And I would like to be on the stack because of some things that have been said here.
And Bob, I have some information.
Well, Mary Berg, are we going to have another round? If we are, I'd like to be on the stack.
I'm asking if the board will allow me to make a substantive comment on the matter.
Go ahead,
please do.
Okay. You know, Lonnie has discussed the issue of a continuing resolution on the budget, i.e. An authorization to continue spending at prior year levels. And Michael has raised the point that we don't necessarily have our candidates before us. The matter that having our executive director there at the last meeting is that issue is sort of mooted by the fact that he'll be on vacation at the time. We could choose, if this was given to the coordinating committee, to simply reschedule the meeting as part of the various considerations that the coordinating committee might take into account.
Sure.
I know that might discombobulate people's schedules, but it's at least something to be considered that we might be able to change the date of the meeting, since it, as far as I can tell, you know, it's 5 weeks away and we don't have our feet set.
A point of information, Margaret.
Yep.
We also have to look at fund-to-drive schedule in relation to that, because scheduling it, for example, during the KPFK fund-to-drive would definitely affect those of us coming from K and our ability to be able to participate.
This is Lydia.
I'd like to be on the staff, Mary Bird.
Go ahead. Well, we're going to need another extension of time.
Okay, this is Lydia. I moved to extend by 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
I second.
Anybody besides me object? Hearing no other objections, it's extended. I heard Lydia, Bob, and somebody else.
I spoke before that.
Go ahead, Mary.
It's totally true that we have, in October, that really, we all have fund drives, and that's going to seriously impact everybody. So I don't see why we don't stick to the September date. And as to the idea that it's never been heard of before, we've been talking, some of us have talked quite vociferously since January about finding other venues and have put it forth. The advantage to Berkeley in this case is that we have, if I recall, at least three hotels that were not bad or cheaper, and because they weren't union, we didn't take them. So if we pass Lydia's motion, which waives finding a union hotel venue, if we can at least make our plane tickets, some people may even have reserved their flights already. I don't know. We ought to have, because it's within the time getting the 30 days. And I don't see why we don't. We certainly have had time to consider this all this time. So because it seems easier to have the venue in Berkeley, and because that would be the next, it's not that discombobulating. We can start now to find the appropriate venue in New York. If we take that option, we have got to be doing that and not put this off yet again. So I would really encourage us to do this tonight, because we're just putting it off because we don't want to think about it. We're not going to want to think about it any better any other time. If the coordinating committee decides a date, then we'll at random, we'll find how many people can't go. That would really be a bad thing. So please, let's not put it into October, for the reasons that Margaret said, as well as me, and let's just go ahead.
Okay. Lydia, and then Bob, and then we'll get time.
Yes, most of us, we've all, like, scheduled around this date, around these dates, so I think that changing the date is not acceptable. I think tonight we should just take a vote on if we have to reconfirm the date, we can do that, and definitely just pick which city. I am all for lower cost housing, but I know, because I've done extensive planning for delegations throughout the country and so forth, that to do that you need a long time to find adequate, secure housing when you're going to go for a low cost thing. I think we should do it. I think, but I don't think you can do it in the short term, unfortunately. Which is the same thing. I think we should have union hotels, but I don't think that that's an option given the immediate circumstance. So I would say that the board needs to vote tonight which city to have it in, and that we are going to have it at the end of September. And if the coordinating committee wants to deal with the specifics, which they have to deal with the agenda anyway. So, you know, but I would, beyond signifying the confirming the dates, picking the city and allowing the staff to move forward, I think it's the best case scenario, and we could do it quickly if we just put our minds to it.
Hey, Bob.
Okay, first, just to answer Margaret's question about other venues, either within New York City or New Jersey, that actually has already been checked. The vice chair of our LSV, Nia Bediako, spent quite a lot of time locating and calling a series of hotels, trying to find the cheapest possible union hotels in other boroughs and in New Jersey, and the prices just were very little, discounted from what you find in Manhattan. There are maybe, you know, like I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was too minor to make a dent in this exorbitant rate that happens every year in September, and January is much cheaper. And as I said before, it's well, really, as Lydia said, that to find a meeting space that is wheelchair accessible on this short notice, you know, for 3 days or 2.5 days is going to be next impossible, and I don't think we should be starting at the last minute. Other than that, I agree with all of Lydia's views as far as sticking to the date that we've all set our calendars around. But the one area I disagree and I want to move to divide, if we get back to her motion, is the idea of a non-union hotel. I think, again, it goes against our principles. It's one thing in a city like Houston where we absolutely have no choice. Of course, we have to deal with what's there. But when we have the option of supporting unionized workers who are treated fairly and are not exploited, I think that we absolutely need to act on the values that we say that we uphold in our programming. And so we should not waive that requirement.
Okay, well, at that point, then, I'll ask for an extension of time to consider the division of the question. We're now at time on this. And so this is on the motion to assign the substitute to have the coordinating committee make the decision. So can you call the roll on that, Mary?
Okay.
Yeah, excuse me, is there still support for that motion?
I still support it.
Does anyone
which motion is it?
The coordinating committee?
To postpone and have the coordinating committee.
No, it's not to postpone. It's to actually grant the coordinating committee the right to make the decision.
But tell Dave, could you specify which decisions? Because I threw in a different option.
The decision on the city. The decision on the city.
And the date or no?
No.
No. Is it Berkeley or New York?
That was my flourish, which was so warmly received.
Okay.
But it wasn't part of
the original. So this is just on the city. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone object besides Dave? Can we
find out? Well, a point of information. I'm not clear on when we would get this notice.
You get it as soon as the meeting, as soon as the coordinating committee made the decision.
Didn't I say within the next week the coordinating committee would meet?
Okay, if that's a part of it.
Yeah.
So, Mary, can you read the motion as you have it?
Yes. What I have is Wendy moved that the coordinating committee would schedule an emergency meeting next week to decide on the venue, and then. To select either New York
would be
or
granted the, and would be granted the right to make such a decision.
Okay, well, that's kind of, she didn't say that in the first place, but
okay,
if that's
well,
what we're saying.
Can you call the roll, please?
Okay, so we're adding the language and would be granted the right, because I didn't have that. Okay, let's see. Well, Dave, you can't vote, right, or can you?
Only if it makes a difference.
Okay, that's what I thought. I vote no, Mary Berg. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brezon?
No.
A.C. Bird, I don't know if you're present. I guess he's not. Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Ray LaForest?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa? Sarv Randhawa. Sarv, mute. Oh, hello, Sarv. I'll come back to him, I guess. Sandra Rahline? Sandra Rahline. Okay.
Star 6 if you're muted and have forgotten.
Star 6. Brittle Reimers, I don't know if you ever joined the call. Are you present?
Rip Robbins.
Okay. Abstain.
Hey, Thomas Ruffin, did you ever join the call? Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Okay, I'll come back to you.
Don White?
No.
No.
Lori, are you voting no?
No.
I understood Lori to vote no and Don White to vote no. Is that correct?
I didn't hear Lori to vote no.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Yes, you were right.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
I did not understand that. Could you repeat it? I'm sorry. I'm not understanding. Whoever is talking, I don't understand any of it. Does anyone?
No.
Yes or no, LaVarne?
Yes.
She said yes.
I think she said yes.
Okay. I understand that she's having phone troubles.
Yeah, she is, but I couldn't understand.
I'm having phone troubles.
Are there any hotels?
Okay, LaVarne, and you need to
pay.
Michael Woodson?
No.
I think you said no.
No. Yeah, no.
Okay, thank you. And let's see. I'll go back to Sarv Randhawa. Are you? Sarv.
Hey, are you here? Can you hear
yes,
me?
I'm asking for your vote.
I would say yes.
Okay. Sandra Rawline
in New Jersey.
Sandra Rawline? Okay, I have no response from Sandra.
I was on mute.
Is somebody running on the deck? Is that a bird?
Okay, is that Sandra?
That's
how are you voting?
I'm abstaining for the moment. Well, I'm passing for the moment.
Okay.
Well, you're the last person, so.
That's too small.
So I'm the last person, then I'll abstain.
Okay, you will.
Oh. It's a little mouse, maybe.
Is there anyone whose name I did not call who wants to vote?
How big is it?
Ray, mute.
I have Ray.
No,
okay.
No, Ray needs
that's
to
right.
mute. He's
okay.
talking, having another.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. And 7, 8, 9, no.
Okay, that fails. Now, I'd like to ask, can we just accept the division of the question on the waiver of a union hotel if necessary? Vote the first part on the venue, and then if people want, we can open debate for the divided portion about the union hotel. Would that be okay? Because I think that that discussion will be anchored if we know what we've decided on location. Is there any objection to proceeding in that way?
No.
Okay, hearing no objection, then Mary, the question's divided. Can you call the roll on the venue, i.e.
Okay.
that we would special rule of order that we would reverse the order at which we would hold our meetings in New York and Berkeley and hold the New York meeting September 28th through 30th. I mean, hold the fall meeting September 28th through 30th in the KPFA signal area.
Okay.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mary Berg, I vote yes. Evelyn Bethune?
Come back to me.
Okay. Brazan?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
I pass.
You pass. Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
Okay. Thank you. Bob Litterer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Abstain.
Sarv Randhawa? Sarv Randhawa. Okay. Him. Sandra Rawline.
I abstain.
Yep. Let's see. Rip Robbins?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
I vote against going against the bylaws, no.
Okay, you're voting. Are you voting no?
No.
Thank you. Lori Taguma? Lori Taguma. Back to her. Don White?
Abstain.
Same here.
LaVarne?
No.
Michael Woodson?
I'm voting yes to take it to California.
Okay.
Yes, now, that's a yes.
That's a yes. Thank you. Ray LaForest?
I vote yes.
And Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Sarv Randhawa. Sarv Randhawa? Star 6, unmute.
Hello?
Did you say no?
No, I said yes. That's fine. If
you said yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Lori Taguma, Star 6.
Lori Chacum.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything from Lori. Did anybody else?
I abstained.
Oh, you abstained. Thank you. Okay. Is anyone whose name I did not call who wants to vote?
Mary?
Yes.
I would like to put mine in the abstain.
Are you all open?
Where
is there an open one?
Mute, please.
Please mute. Mary, are you counting?
Yes.
Okay, but me?
That's someone who didn't vote.
Right?
Six yes, four no.
Can you say it louder, Mary?
Six yes, four no, and six abstentions.
Yeah, please note the abstentions out of 22 members. We only have 10 votes.
Wendy, you're out of order. Okay, so the motion carries. Now the next issue is...
question. Can I ask a quick question? Did you get Sarv's change in his vote from no to abstain?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
To grant the waiver of a union hotel if necessary. Does anyone want to move to open debate to discuss that question for a short period of time?
Let's just vote.
Just call the question.
Okay, so we don't need to call the question. There was no motion to extend time. So now the portion that we're voting on is whether to grant to allow waiving the requirement of a union hotel if necessary. So will you call the roll, Mary?
Okay. Mary Berg says yes. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest. Okay, come back to you. Star 6. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Bob Letterer?
This is Ray.
No.
Bob Letterer? No. You said no, correct? Margaret Prescott?
Abstain.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa?
This is Ray. I'm sorry, I voted no.
Yes, I got yours. Thank you. Okay, Sarv? Sarv Randhawa? Sandra Rawline?
Cody, that we waive the
union
yes.
for this meeting, not in general, but for this meeting.
Voting yes to that.
Thank you.
If necessary.
Yes, if necessary. Waive union if necessary. Thank you. I didn't state that. That's what we're voting. That was your motion. Rip Robbins.
Abstain.
Wendy Sherrill?
Yes.
Lori Taguma? Back to Lori. It's star 6. Don White?
Abstain.
Ron Williams?
No.
Did you say no?
I said no.
Michael Woodson?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I have you, Michael. That's yes. Let's see here now. Sarv Randhawa?
No.
And Lori Taguma?
No.
Okay. Anyone who wants to vote whose name I did not call? Seven yes, six
Excuse me, what is the vote?
Seven yes, six no.
Okay, the motion. Now, the next item on the agenda is the teleconference for the voting on the bylaws amendment. Bob, did you have a motion?
Okay. Bylaws.
Hello, Bob, did you have a motion on the date?
Yes. Well, can I explain what the constraints are?
Please do.
Okay.
I have a question. Didn't we already vote on this for September 7th?
Not on the exact date of our meeting. We voted, and that's the constraint. We voted on a 60-day clock on July 6th, I believe. So that means that, you know, within a couple days we need to meet 60 days after that. So.
Oh, okay, because I put that we voted on it and that it was September 7th, but... If you're
okay.
Sure, it's not in the minutes. I think we did already.
What now? You on the next teleconference?
Well, perhaps I'm mistaken. In that case, we just be reconfirming to make it clear. Friday, September 7th, we would hold a public PNB teleconference in order to vote on the laws amendments. And I suppose other things could be added to that agenda. There's no reason to restrict it to that one item.
Does the secretary have to call the of that? Did we actually pass the motion specifying that date for a teleconference?
I did not think so, but I'm going to go check here. But
I don't believe we did, but that's just me.
Yeah. When did you think we did that, Bob?
No, I don't think we did it. It's Lydia. I think.
Oh, when did you think we did it, Lydia?
Well, the thing is, when did they figure out that hotel situation?
I want to ask Lydia when she thinks that happened so I can take
it. Would have been late June, I believe.
Late June? Okay, I'll go looking in a minute.
Because it would have been a little more than 60 days prior to September 6th. Mid to late June.
This is Ray. I have a September 7th there with a question mark on my book.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go looking in a minute. So
well, let's just assume that we haven't said it and there's no harm in confirming it.
Okay.
So we'll entertain a motion for our next PNB teleconference, Friday, September 7th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The first order of substantive... as a special rule of order, the vote on the bylaws amendment. Is that an acceptable form of a motion to people? Do people mind that form of the motion?
Fine with me.
Okay. If there's no objection to that, is there any debate on it? There is no debate. Is there any objection to adopting it?
There'll be
hearing
only one item.
Hearing no objection, that's adopted. No, it's not only one item. It's the first order of business.
Okay,
the special rule of order, first order of business will be the vote on the bylaws.
Dave, can
that allows us to add other things to the agenda. We want to beat ourselves about the head and neck. Okay,
Dave,
the last item on...
I'm sorry, Dave, one really quick reminder on that LSB should be sure to convene delegates meetings during the month of September in order to vote on that.
Thank you. If
that's okay.
Remind your LSB
before or after, right?
To do it in that calendar month.
Yes.
Okay. The next thing is the motion from Chandra regarding the San Francisco 8. And I sent that earlier to the entire board, as did Greg. The resolution is as follows. Proposed resolution for the Pacifica National Board opposing U.S. government efforts to criminalize torture. Whereas Article 5 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Article 7 of the UN International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights state, no one should be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. And whereas U.S. federal and state laws prohibit torture by the police or U.S. military, and whereas evidence gained by coercion has been ruled inadmissible in a court of law as violating the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, which protects against involuntary self-incrimination, as well as the due process of the 14th Amendment, and whereas the Bush administration was attempting to overturn this right, both by torture around the world and inside the U.S., and by attempting to use evidence gathered by for criminal charges. And whereas Richard Brown, Richard O'Neill, Richard Rowe, Hank Jones, Francisco Torres, Herman Bell, Jaleel Muntakim, Harold Taylor, former members of the Black Panther Party, are being held in the San Francisco County Jail with crimes and testimony gained through torture in 1973 as part of the FBI's infamous intelligence program, COINTELPRO, and whereas these charges were reported in 1973, this case was built on testimony in New Orleans in 1973, therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board strongly opposes the U.S. government's efforts to bring any charges in a case tainted by torture and urges the charges against these eight men be dismissed. Is there a second to the motion? Actually, who would like to put the motion first since Chandra is not present?
Yeah, Margaret, second the motion.
Margaret, will you be willing to be listed as the maker of the motion on behalf of Chandra Helpman?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, who would like to
second
the
motion?
I'll
second it. This is LaVarne.
Okay, Lydia, second to open for debate.
Am I on mute?
No.
Okay, if there's no need for debate, then is there any objection to adopting this motion? There's no objection. It's adopted without objection. And that concludes our business for the public session. I'd like to suggest that we reconvene an executive session in 10 minutes. So we'll take a 10-minute break and then meet in the executive session. And so the public is aware, we will be dealing with consideration of the contract with Democracy Now and with other confidential personnel matters. So thank you very much. See you in 10 minutes.